KMCU's fifth quarter show. Sandy Wilson here. I am speaking with Coach Hedrick of Holden, I believe. Correct, Coach?
Yes.
All right, Coach, what can you tell us about your team's football performance tonight against Lexington?
Well, we went into Lexington. They came into town 4-0 on the year, and Coach Buzzy's got those guys playing hard, and then they continue to play hard tonight. They were on the wrong end of quite a few turnovers on our defense, so they came out our way. But those kids play hard, and they played hard the whole night.
Now, Coach, did your team have any really, really good drives that stood out in tonight's game?
We had some great drives, but I'll tell you what, defensively, they run an offense that is, to say the least, a little bit strange in this day and age. And then our kids did a great job, our coach on the defensive side, Coach Goody and Coach Jones, those guys did a great job of breaking that thing down and getting our kids where they're supposed to be, and forced a lot of turnovers and made it a one-sided affair.
Coach Hedrick, what was the most exciting part of the game tonight for you?
Well, I think any time in high school kids and high school coaches, you win a game, that's what makes it exciting. But what's always fun is getting kids to do things they haven't done before. And Gabe Hubbard was a kid for us tonight. He got an interception, first one in his career. And we had a kid the first time he got to play quarterback, and he did a great job for us. But defensively, Nick Martin scored a couple of great pick a ball up and ran for a touchdown. And, had a great interception and did some things. And I'll tell you what, Bennett Evans, I mean, just feedback-wise, those kids all played great, and, of course, Austin Tevis did a great job, played some fullback for us and scored some touchdowns as well. But pretty happy with the offensive defensive lines, and defensively it was a great effort.
Now, Coach, what was the most exciting part of the game tonight for you as a coach watching your team out there on the field? What was the most exciting part?
Well, I think what you're always trying to do is see kids get better at things and the things you talk about, and you want to, to drive home the kids and things that are important. And we took care of the ball tonight, and we did those things. And any time you can have the success off the things that you preach to the kids, that things do help them in the long run. And, it's just a great time.
All right, coaches, do you have any final thoughts about how Holden, really fared up against Lexington this evening? Did you guys really think that you would come out ahead as much as you did?
No, I tell you what, we've been on the end of that thing as far as getting the ball turned over and things like that, and it just gets away from you. And that's what happened with those guys tonight. But, we're awful proud of our defense and kids that did a great job and got in there and stopped them. And, we let them score one field goal. And we're just awful proud of our defense.
I can certainly imagine. I mean, it just sounds so awesome. Like you said, you had a kid who played quarterback for the first time this evening. And it just sounds like they just did a really great job. Do you think that their performance tonight on the field will really help them as far as giving them confidence into the next game that you guys have?
Yeah, I think football is a great game, and the greatness about the game is when you get some momentum, and boy, it just seems like it's hard to stop it on a high school level. And when kids start feeling good and feeling, doing what they're supposed to be doing, and it really reinforces that. So we're awful proud of our kids.
I have to agree with you on that one, Coach. I mean, I don't really know any of the stats from your guys' team, but I'm certainly proud of your team as far as as how hard that they played. I mean, it sounds like they just played their hearts out on the field tonight.
Yeah, they did a good job of picking some kids up. We had some, Trevor Wambs stepped in and played quarterback, and we made it as easy as we could on him. The kid did a great job and got us in and out of some plays on the offensive side. But, when you play defense like that and, you stop them on the goal line and then turn it over and get it back, and, that's just good stuff.
Yeah, you definitely can't ask for a better, way for a ball game to turn into your favor, whenever plays like that occur.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah, Coach, what's your next game going to be?
We're going to play Higginsville. We're at home next week. We can play Higginsville, and I believe they're undefeated. Last 3 weeks, that'll be 3 weeks in a row playing undefeated folks, and we've had one go against us and one go for us. So Higginsville will be everything we want, I'm sure. Coach got those guys going. They played, I think, Richmond this evening. Had a great ball game, but it sounded like I haven't seen anything on that. But Coach Good's done a great job, and it's always been some great games, so we don't expect anything less than that.
Exactly, Coach, and just letting them know that you definitely got a lot of football fight left in you guys for the rest of the season, right?
Yep, heck yeah. We got some great kids, and we do a good job of getting them up, and they do a great job of listening, and we're awful proud of them.
That was Coach Mike Hedrick of Holden, the final score of 41-3 on KMZU's fifth quarter show.